That's the Buzz Brass, a little saber dance to get us all in the mood here. Aram Khachaturian. Welcome to the Classical Jukebox. I'm your host, Daniel Vnukovsky. It's 1029, and I have a very special guest who popped in, Neil Barlow, music director and conductor of the Aurelia Silver Band, right next door. Yes, you can kind of say that. Collingwood to Aurelia, what is that, 50-minute drive?
A short jump.
A nice short jump. Neil, great to have you. Now, they're getting ready for movie music by Candlelight, all on brass instruments. That's at St. Andrews in Aurelia, September 19th, 2:30 p.m., following a nearly sold-out premiere in Huntsville earlier this summer. And the concert pianist also joining is a delight to hear, Kyung-A Lee. So, Neil, you've tested this program.
We have. We've done it in Huntsville in the summertime as part of their Festival of the Arts.
Nearly sold the place out.
Delighted to come back to our home base, let's say, in Aurelia.
Yeah.
And host Kyung-A Lee on the piano. She's a terrific pianist. And in addition to that, we've got Paris Allen along to sing with us as well.
Wonderful. Singing voice, brass band. And she is, we have terms for this in the musical world. Sometimes we call programs that create flames on stage barn burners. And it looks like this is going to be quite a barn burner. She's starting with Chopin Ballet.
That's right.
Number one as a
That's
little
right.
teaser for the for this, the afternoon.
Well, this is movie music. And in fact, the ballet was used in The Pianist.
That's right.
Yeah.
Roman Polanski's Pianist. Yeah. Incredible moment. And then you have Bruch Kolnidre on the program.
That's right.
Okay.
With cornet soloist Jonas Feldman and Kyung-A together. It's a beautiful rendition.
Beautiful. And speaking of beautiful, Morricone, Gabriel's Oboe, the love theme from Cinema Paradiso. Now, here's a new one I see on the program that you'll be ending the first half with, Bath Cornish Rhapsody.
Yes.
What's that like?
Well, that's from a 1944 film from the UK called Love Story, and it's a beautiful mid-movie piano concerto, and we're using the brass as the orchestra as the backup for the piano.
Lovely. I see. So it's going to have a Rachmaninoff
very, very Rachmaninoff-esque, if you will. Yes.
Yes. Okay, we get a little break there, and that is just the first half. Then you have Arlen, Over the Rainbow, some Giacchino, Schindler's List, that's a beauty, and ending, wow, what's that? The Warsaw Concerto.
The Warsaw Concerto also comes from a British film in the early part of World War II. And again, this time scored for brass band and Kyung-A at the keyboard.
Nice.
Really wonderful Warsaw Concerto.
Yeah. So you're starting with drama and ending on a very dramatic note there.
Absolutely.
We love that one on the jukebox.
Yeah.
Terrific. Okay, tell us a little bit about the brass ensemble itself, Aurelia Silver Band. How did this come about? Who makes the arrangements? How do you put this all together?
The Silver Band was actually formed in the late 1940s.
Wow.
And it's a band of about 30 members. In this case, we've trimmed it down to about 12 members that will be part of this concert.
Okay.
And I've done the arrangements because there aren't things for brass band and piano. And Kyung-A makes such a wonderful guest that we've worked with her several times now.
Terrific. Okay, 12 instrumentalists, and where do they come from? Is it a community band?
It's based in Aurelia, but our musicians come from South Ontario.
So what does regional mean in practice?
Regional means anything from Collingwood to Toronto is where people come from for our band.
All right, so they're coming from all over. Terrific.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the arrangements and what kind of route you take when you pick out these works.
Well, the
you're an engineer as a background, so I can really pick your brain here.
Well, the choice of music really comes between conferences, let's say, with Kyung-A and myself.
Yeah.
And it's a partnership that we've had for a few years now, that she was looking for a local orchestra that she could play these sorts of things with. We've done Shostakovich with her in the past, and Rachmaninoff.
Yep.
And so I've done the arrangements for brass, starting from the original orchestral works.
Okay, gotcha. Now, tell us a little bit about some of the other things coming up in your season. I'm seeing sleigh bells and brass, some classical show tunes pop, and film music, of course, coming up.
We've got another concert on November 7th yep. at St. Paul's in Orillia. Yep. It's called Exotique, and it's very fun music from Weber. We're doing his Abu Hassan overture
yeah.
to world music called Call of the Cossacks from Peter Graham in the UK.
Okay.
Some really great music there. And that's on November 7th.
Yep.
And then
yep.
Later in December, we're doing concerts both in Parry Sound and in Orillia for Christmas.
Terrific.
And then on into the new year, yeah.
Joining me is Neil Barlow, music director and conductor of the Orillia Silver Band. They're getting ready for movie music by candlelight. And that's at St. Andrews in Orillia, September 19th, 2:30. Get all the details at AureliaSilverBand.com. And you're not just encouraging people to come to the concert. You want them to make an afternoon in Orillia. So kind of walk us through somebody who's never been to an Orillia Silver Band event before.
Well, you might consider actually coming to lunch at one of the area restaurants in Orillia and then taking your check with you, because we're going to make a draw on the concert that will allow the winner of the draw to have a $100 gift certificate for other restaurants later on in the city.
Oh, perfect. So you can make a day out of it.
Good to get to know the city of Orillia. And I would also say consider bringing friends. You could visit our website at AureliaSilverBand.com, and we've got deals for larger groups. So that'd be great to have you.
Wonderful. All right. Movie music by candlelight with the Orillia Silver Band. That is Saturday, September 19th, 2:30 p.m. Come early, park once, have a little lunch there, take a stroll, and then settle in for an afternoon of great movie music. And that's with Kyung Ah, who has built an extraordinary amount of musical activity around Huntsville, as well as performer
and
music director at Trinity United, co-founder of the Huntsville Festival of Music. And she will be entertaining you at noon with all these wonderful masterworks. Any closing thoughts, Neil?
Just appreciate you having us on today, Daniel. Thank you very much for the time.